Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we look at A Promise Kept, A Tribute to a Mother's Love by Andriy Symochuk. Andriy Symochuk's combination memoir, biography, and family history explores the life of his mother, Salomea Symochuk, as she journeys from Western Ukraine to Nazi Germany and later to Western Canada. Readers will learn about the incredible strength of character of this extraordinary woman. In his introduction, Symochuk tells us, "What made her so remarkable to me was how she dealt with her normal daily life, especially given her difficult and limited circumstances." Salomea was born in 1911 in Pihaichi, but spent her childhood in Drohobych in Halychyna, where her father Julian was a judge. She had two siblings, Helen, who was 2 years older, and Lasko, who was 2 years younger. As a child, Salomea contracted spinal meningitis and scarlet fever, which robbed her of her hearing. When the family moved to Lviv in 1928, they lived with famous opera singer Salomea Krushelnitska, who was Salomea's aunt. However, World War II changes her life forever. Her brother Lasko is killed by the Soviets in the notorious Brigitsky prison. Forced to flee to the West at the end of the war, Salomea finds herself in Lehern Kaserna displaced persons camp in Salzburg, Austria, with her sister Helen. In 1947, she decides to become one of the first Ukrainian post-war immigrants to Canada. After a disastrous relationship in Alberta, Salomea finds herself alone, penniless, and pregnant. Her deafness and her inability to speak English compounds her desperate situation. Forced to endure incredible hardships after the birth of her son Andriy, Salomea eventually befriends William Symochuk in Edmonton, who later adopts her son. After William's death, Salomea faces an uncertain future. She relies heavily on her sister Helen, living in Los Angeles, to help raise her son. In her later years, Salomea finally reveals her full story to her son Andriy after a 50-year silence. The strength of Symochuk's book is the portrait of his mother. Her story of endurance and determination is both amazing and poignant. Through Salomea's story, readers will get a picture of Ukrainian life in Western Ukraine during both world wars. They will get a unique perspective on both Soviet and German occupation, as well as the challenges experienced by Ukrainian displaced persons after World War II. Readers whose relatives came to Canada during the post-war era will definitely be able to relate to Salomea's story. Caregivers for elderly parents will understand Andriy's challenges as his mother ages. There is a useful bibliography which provides sources for those readers who want to do research on their Ukrainian-Canadian cultural roots. This is Andriy Symochuk's first self-published narrative. Salomea is a very strong character in this work. However, the narrative lapses into lengthy historical explanations, autobiographical passages about Andriy's family life, and philosophical discussions. The text would have profited from more rigorous editing. Andriy Symochuk is an experienced Canadian and American immigration lawyer. He once worked as a United Nations correspondent whose articles were published in newspapers in Canada and the United States. Later, he spent many years as a lawyer in Edmonton and Los Angeles. He has also published The Young Professional, a real-world survival guide for the new college graduate. He lives with his family in Toronto. A Promise Kept, A Tribute to a Mother's Love, is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.